Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire.
And welcome back to yet another Countdown to podcast. I think I'm coming out rather loud here, as is the music. Let's see if we can cut that down a bit. I think that's a lot better. I know that all my levels are totally screwed since last time I was doing this. But anyway, we'll figure it out as we go along, as we have been now doing up until now. So I hope you enjoyed the countdown to Christmas. I certainly enjoyed finding those songs for you, and I hope you enjoyed listening to them as well as the interesting information that we managed to find out along the way. But the music is still somehow managed to be too loud. Let's turn it down a wee bit. There we go. So what are we counting down to now? Of course we're counting down to 2006. And what we're going to do is we're going to look back at what 2005 brought. Of course, what did it bring? It brought podcasting. 2006 was signaled the birth of podcasting. So let's take a listen to the song that brought it to life for us. Listen to this. This is Cruise Box on a podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the On a Podcast song, the full clean mix. I decided to keep his family safe. The clean mix, if you want to go check out the real version, the version that was originally released, go check it out at thatpodcastsong.com. Or, of course, like most of my music, you can always go to music.podshow.com. But go to thatpodcastsong.com and take a listen to the real On a Podcast version by Cruisebox. Kind of typifies what podcasting really is all about. Say what you want. Anyone can say what they want, when they want, about who they want, perhaps. So I hope you all had a good Christmas. I certainly had a particularly tiring Christmas, but good. As Christmases go, that pretty much happens. You party and overindulge in all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So that's what we did. And just trying to get ready for the next party on New Year. So hopefully that happens. We catch up on a bit of sleep. So I hope you all had a good Christmas, as I say. Let's get on to what we're supposed to be doing. We're finished with Christmas now. It's now looking at 2000. Looking back at 2005 and forward to 2006. So what I want to try and do is I'm first going to look at some of the sports highlights that I've come up with from 2005. What I did was I had a look at a picture gallery, which you can find at news24.com, and sort of reminiscing as looking back at 2005 at the sports highlights, sort of thing that we saw so much of Ronaldinho. He, of course, managed to win the best player of the year, football player of the year. Yeah, back in South Africa, we were particularly proud of Rake Neethling as he took the World Cup swimming and continues to take the World Cup swimming series by storm. A world record after world record and making the 100 meter individual medley and 50 meter freestyle his own. So we're particularly proud of Rake Neethling from South Africa. London was awarded the 2012 Olympic Games, so they were particularly happy about that, and that's a massive highlight for them. 2005 was the continuation of the total domination of Roger Federer of the tennis circuit. Totally took over the circuit over the last 2 years and has dominated the circuit. Continuing, it's going a bit further. I'm waffling about tennis and not saying anything. Valentino Rossi, he also dominated once again what class was he? We were in the superbike. He was in the 250, well, no, the 500cc GP series. And of course, those of you who support Liverpool, you happen to win the UEFA Champions League when you beat AC Milan in Turkey. The sky was painted red for that. And then, of course, it was a continued success in England as the Ashes was won finally by England. That massive cup was kissed by the team. Somehow they managed to beat the Australians. If only South Africa could do the same. We did manage to have a pretty good year. South Africa in the rugby tests, besides our year-end tour, we were the only team, in fact, that beat the All Blacks, and we almost did it twice to take the Tri Nations. That would have been something particularly impressive. Slightly sadder front, which we'll get to a bit later, but George Best George Best passed away. Again, I would say finally. That wasn't a particularly highlight, perhaps more of a lowlight. What else do we have? On the golfing scene, of course, we had the total, again, a domination by Tiger Woods. I think he won two majors. But we also saw a teenage golf star, Michelle Wee, starting to come of her own and playing in a couple of men's tournaments as well. We had Lance Armstrong as he won his seventh straight Tour de France. What else did we have that we can mention? Of course, yes, I'm a Renault driver. We had Renault who won the Formula One Grand Prix Series with Alonso coming up on top of the league there. Any others highlighted? Anyone? And of course, if you think I'm missing out anything, you must let me know. But here in South Africa, we had the Cheetahs from the Free State. They won the Currie Cup over the Blue Bulls. We also saw the emergence of Rafael Nadal in the tennis circuit, didn't we? Is he did particularly well? Did he win the French Open? I think I should have checked that before I started podcasting. But I think, if I remember correctly, he either did or he did particularly well. In South Africa again, we had the Comrades Marathon, which runs from Pietermaritzburg to Durban, or Durban to Pietermaritzburg. This year it was from Pietermaritzburg to Durban. Much easier to ride, as far as I'm concerned. The wheels were invented, and they are fantastic things. But Sifo Ngomane, he won that one. And I have now lost my place. So we'll carry on going with what sporting highlights that I've come up with for 2005. Michael Phelps, again, back to swimming again. Michael Phelps was supposed to really dominate the World Championships. He didn't quite do as well as he had hoped, but he did pretty damn well anyway. And of course, we had a couple of doping stars that had their medals and their prize money taken away from them. But we're looking at the highlights, not the lowlights, are we not? So the beauty now, I'm away from Christmas. I can play any music that I want. I'm sort of keeping to the sort of highlights idea. I'm looking at the sort of highlights of the podcast, the music, the pod show, music.podshow listings, sort of the highlights of the songs that I was listening to on that and various podcasts, as well as the actual network itself. And this one, the one we're going to play now, did particularly well. And the beauty is that I can sort of dedicate it to a guy who helped me out, hopefully the version that nobody, the very first episode and nobody else. He gave me some constructive criticism, which I really appreciated. So here's the Candy Butchers with What to Do with Michael. Let's see if I can get that to play. Enjoy. Needs time to heal.
right, he just needed time to heal.
I hope you enjoyed that. So that's one of my highlights of the music offerings at Podshow Music Network for 2005. The Candy Butchers. We also played Give Me a Second Chance for Christmas on episode 3 from the Candy Butchers. And if you're interested and you sort of like that type of music, then go to mikeviola.com. He's sort of the brains behind the Candy Butchers brand, and he's just released a new album called Just Before Dark. So go for it. Go take a listen at mikeviola.com. If I remember correctly, you can also go to candybutchers.com. It'll probably just take you straight through to the right place. So on a sadder note, let's have a look at... I was going through what happened through the year, and I know it wasn't a particularly good year for people passing away. So I thought I'd have a look at and see who passed away in 2005. Can you remember these names? January the 23rd, we had Johnny Carson, the legendary U.S. comedian. He passed away at the age of 79. March 29th, Johnny Cochran, the defense lawyer, particularly well known for his work with O.J. on this. He was 67. And then on April the 2nd, we had, of course, Pope John Paul II, as he passed away at the age of 85. And 4 days later, just down the road in Monaco, Prince Rainier III passed away at 81. He was actually the longest-serving monarch in Europe. Anne Bancroft, June the 6th, she passed away. Interestingly, reading her sort of bio, she starred in over 55 movies, which included massive movies like Great Expectations, G.I. Jane of all movies in 1997, How to Make an American Quilt, and 84 Charing Cross Road. So, a great loss to the acting fraternity. We also had, in South Africa, on June the 2nd, we had Makhobo Monjadji. She was the rain cream of the Bolobedu people of South Africa, and she died just at the age of only 27. We had to find a new rain queen as a result. And on July the 1st, Luther Vandross, the musician, he died at the age of 45. July the 20th, James Doohan passed away. We know him as Scotty on Star Trek. But again, a bit South Africa-centric, but on September the 7th, the young Blue Bulls rugby centre, he passed away at the age of 26, Etienne Boerter. And we also had a massive scandal on the September the 27th, Brett Kebble, a mining magnate here and a well-known businessman. He was gunned down at the age of 42. We also had a super sport presenter. I'm only mentioning him because he was really a ray of sunshine on the TV when he was around. Bo Mossy-Nekek. I must admit, I always used to know him as Bo, and as everyone else did. He was a sports presenter, and he died at the age of 26. If I remember correctly, it was from pneumonia. And then Ronnie Barker, on October the 30th, at the age of 76, Ronnie Barker passed away. He's best known as the better half of the two Ronnies. He was the other Ronnie. And then on October the 24th, Rosa Parks, the civil rights icon of America, died at the age of a ripe old age of 92. And then Pat Morita, he died at the age of 73 on November the 24th. Who's Pat Morita, you might ask? Good question, because he was Mr. Now you see, I've been practicing this and I still can't say it. Mr. Miraji. Is that how you say it? Miraji? In the Karate Kid movies. If I remember correctly, he was in a whole lot of other movies, but that was the one that sort of stuck in most people's minds. And then, we've mentioned it before, but on November the 25th, George Best, the legendary Irish-born footballer, he died at the age of 59. And again, just 5 days later, another sports great, again a South African, Dennis Lindsay, he's a South African cricketer of great repute, and he died at the age of 66. And then finally, on December the 10th, Richard Pryor, comedian and social activist, died at the age of 65. You can hear my children in the background, so I'm going to go and see if I can get them to make a little bit less noise. And listen to this. This is from my great friend. This is from Wesley, Wes F. On his album, he calls himself Wes F. And this is Another Day. And I thought this was quite apt, considering we've just heard of all the people that have passed away. Take a listen to this. This is Wesley Fredericks with Another Day.
Another day will come when we will be together. Another day will come when the world will pass away. Another day will come when all of this will matter. And we'll be in His loving arms always. We'll be in His loving arms always. You've gone ahead of us to be with the King. Now you're in that place where there's no suffering. You've left behind are crying for a while, but the memories that you've left will make us smile. The memories that you've left will make us smile. And while we are here, we will always remember you. While the many lives you've touched, the impact that you've made, will never be forgotten, can never be replaced. The joyful smile you had, someone who was wise. We saw the love of Jesus in your eyes. We saw the love of Jesus in your eyes. While we are here, we will always remember you. While we are here,
so if you enjoyed that, please let me know. I would love to get Wesley onto the Podshow Music Network. So if you enjoyed that song, which really I'm not too sure how you wouldn't, please send me a mail to countdown2@gmail.com. That's countdown2@gmail.com. Any other feedback, of course, you have to send to me. I need to know what you think of what you hear. There's going to be an announcement on the next podcast, which will be next week after New Year, after you've gotten over the headache and the sore eyes. We will have an announcement as to what's going to be going on for the rest of the year on the Countdown 2 podcast. So let's look at it. We had on a lighter note, let's have a look. See, I went to USA today. And I had a look, and they had a kind of a winners and losers of 2005, and also predicted winners and losers of 2006, and it was quite interesting. So I thought I would share that with you. Let's have a look. See, they say that the 2005 big winner was the iPod. Now I can't really disagree with that. If you have a look at how people, even here in South Africa, are walking around with these white earbuds in their ears, you can't help but agree that the iPod was the big winner. And of course, straight underneath that, must have been a close first second, was Google. Google has sort of pretty much taken over the world in the last couple of years. Can't argue with that. At number three, they got Oprah Winfrey. Haven't got much of an opinion there. And then off at number four, they have eBay. That again must have been a close first and second there. I mean, third and fourth there. eBay has pretty much taken over and bought up masses of internet-based companies. Most notably, I suppose, was the Skype deal. So must have been a close third, fourth there, especially considering we're looking at a sort of a web-based poll here. So anyway, let's have a look-see. Then they've got a couple of American-centric. Then they've got number six, they've got Lost, a TV series. We haven't got the latest series here yet, but I don't think it really took off in South Africa as well as it has in America. It's been the big show over there. Then we've got number seven, Amazon.com. I'm sure that they're pretty much a perennial feature on any winners and list anywhere for the last couple of years. Then we've got DVR technology. We've got Yahoo. Again, they've also been in a massive buying spree, sort of a war between Google, Yahoo, and MSN. Then we've got the number 10, we've got the Extreme Makeover Home Edition show. We've got it here in South Africa as well, and I must admit, it's been a lot of fun watching how a house can be totally demolished and redone in 7 days. Especially for us in South Africa, watching the Americans and their sort of rhino board homes. We don't really have that. We have real brick homes here in South Africa. So that was quite interesting. Then at number 11, we've got Desperate Housewives. Again, can't really see that one not being on the list. You look further down the list, we've got pretty much things that I don't particularly have much of an opinion on. Number 20, we have Sirius Satellite Radio, where you can listen to podcasting. The Pod Show podcasters are on there. Again, don't have much of an opinion on that. I can't have an opinion on that because obviously we don't get it here. So that made it to number 20, which is interesting, though, it must be said. Let's have a look, see who we have. Let's have a look at the losers. According to USA Today, we have the losers of 2005. Let's see. We have the losers. Interesting. We have United Airlines. And number two, we have Howard Stern. I wonder. Can't help but wonder if podcasting had anything to do with I wouldn't say the demise, but perhaps the not as high profile sort of feel and sort of presence, that's the word I'm looking for, of Howard Stern in America. Interesting. Number three, she should be number one, Britney Spears. Trailer Park Trash herself, Britney Spears, isn't number three in the 2005 losers. And let's have a look. Let's go further down. We've got number six. We have Hummer. We have the vehicle Hummer. I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that the petrol price and the gas price, the fuel price, the oil price has gone through the roof this year. Number 10, we have the Major League Baseball. Let's have a look. Number 12, we have The Apprentice. Again, I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that Donald Trump has filed for bankruptcy this year. Difficult to have a program like that where you're trying to find the best business person and you yourself are going bankrupt all the time. At number 15, can't say this is true for South Africa. It's still very popular here, Survivor, the TV series Survivor. And poor Donald Trump is back at number 20 all by himself this time. Donald Trump at number 20 and as the biggest losers of 2005. So let's have a look at the predicted winners according to USAtoday.com. Let's have a look. Number one, they have Google. Number two, they have Oprah Winfrey again. Not that much of a surprise, really. No brain surgery going here. Number three, they have eBay. Number five, only they have the iPod. Perhaps it's because the market is going to become saturated, I reckon. Number seven, they have Yahoo. So number seven is overtaken. Oh, no, it hasn't overtaken. Amazon is at number six. Let's have a look. Interesting enough, when I look at these winners, how massive the internet companies are. It must be said, I should have warned you at the beginning before we carry on that this is going to go over the 20 minutes, as you might have noticed. We already are over 20 minutes, but let's carry on and we have a look at the predicted winners. We have, again, we have Lost. We have the Xbox coming up in that number 14. And that's about all I can really say. Look at the predicted losers. Britney is back there again. Howard Stern is back there again. The Hummer is back there again. In fact, they haven't been particularly... Yep, if you're a loser now, you're pretty much going to be a loser then. Interesting enough, number 20, they have Eye River. I wonder what the thought process behind the Eye River being at number 20 on the predicted losers for 2006. So before we finish off, let me just say again, please listen to the next episode. This episode, of course, you are listening to, but listen to the next episode. We're going to be having a bit of an announcement as to the what's happening to the in the future. I would like to thank everyone who has sent me. Oh, you know what? There's something that I haven't done. But before I do that, let me just say thank you to everyone who has sent me some and feedback. Please do me a favor and give me some feedback at countdown2@gmail.com. Now, what I did forget to do the other day was to give the answer to the episode five's question, which I asked you was, when was the first Christmas card sent? And I had a look at an article by Joanne Hogg, and she says that the first Christmas card was a commercial Christmas card designed and printed in London, in England, in 1843. In fact, the first Christmas card was designed by John Colcott Horsley, who was a narrative painter and Royal Academician, and he was the one who designed the first Christmas/New Year's card at the suggestion and the request of his friend Sir Henry Cole. So there you have it. 1843 was the first Christmas card was sent. And in fact, not just sent, but even created. So we're going to close off. Enough talk from me. I hope you enjoyed this look back at the year. We never got to do as much as I'd hoped, but we are really way over what I like to put you through. So we're going to close off with a song by Adrina Thorpe. Her latest album is now available at adrenathorpe.com. You can also go to iTunes or even mp3tunes.com. Go ahead and go and, in fact, if I have a look at her bio, she says here, if you go to Adrina Thorpe, you can even go to her adrenathorpe.com. You can enter a competition and you could win a free signed copy of her album, her latest album. So go for it. Go and go to adrenathorpe.com. This is her music.pod show offering. This is Fly, Fly, Fly as the year flew past, as the next year is, and the next year is, I'm sure, going to fly just as well. Listen to this. This is Adrina Thorpe with Fly, Fly, Fly. Cheers for now.
You're here beside me, flying.